In Randolph County and for miles around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ram Sparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1-2-3-0.
That's WHCO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO, Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. It is 9:27. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak. Hope you're doing well. In studio today, we have Carol Mulholland from Sparta Hospital, John Reith from Comwell.
That's right.
All right. How you doing?
Great. Thank you.
Good.
Make sure we got the levels set here so they can hear you. just briefly, kind of tell us what we're going to be talking about a little bit here, and then we'll take a break and we'll come back and we'll dive into it.
Absolutely. So Carol and I are here today on behalf of Comwell and especially on behalf of Southern Illinois Substance Abuse Alliance. Often we call it that, SISA. And we work, in fact, our mission is to prevent substance misuse by youth and adults and supporting recovery activities in Southern Illinois. And then our vision is healthy communities in Southern Illinois focused on prevention and recovery free of stigma and without judgment. So we're here just to talk about some of the programs and things we've got going on together in collaboration.
Okay, Carol.
Yeah. Just one announcement for the hospital, and I think we're going to be on tomorrow again so they can find out more about this. We have the mobile health clinic that we've been doing for about 3 months now at Sparta Lincoln every weekday from 7:30 to 10:30, and then we have it in New Athens on Tuesdays from 1 to 4. Beginning next Monday, the 18th, our mobile medical clinic will be rolling into Campbell Hill on the 18th. And then after that, it'll be the first and third Monday of every month from 1 to 4.
Okay.
And then Percy, the following Monday, October 25th, and then we will roll into Percy every Monday afternoon from 1 to 4 on those second and fourth Mondays. So big deal going on with the mobile health clinic. So tune in tomorrow and you'll learn a lot more.
All right. It's a neat looking vehicle. I've seen it sitting out there.
And, yeah, it's doing very, very well.
So, all right. We'll take a break. We'll come back and talk here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this.
Sparta Community Health.
And welcome back. Again, this is The People Speak. I'm Jeff. Again, talking today with John Reith and Carol Mulholland, representing Comwell today. And I guess who's...
I'm going to start by how SISA got started.
Okay.
Okay. Years ago, Joanne MG, our CEO at the hospital, and I attended an opioid epidemic conference that ICANN put on. That's the Illinois Critical Access Hospital Network. And a lot of people were there. There were even lay people there. It wasn't just hospitals. They had a nice panel of pharmacists that educated us. And in the afternoon, they had a speaker, Tim Ryan, that told his story for about 2 hours. And while he was speaking, of course, I was Googling him and finding everything out. And on the way home, we discussed, you know, the need for the recovery part of substance abuse. You know, we have the problem of, you know, they come into the hospital and there's a wait, or, you know, there's no place to do them, and then after 3 days, you know, they're released. And so we got with the law enforcement. As a matter of fact, we had so many cop cars around that people were calling in seeing if their employees, you know, their family was okay. But it was just a meeting to, you know, talk to some of them about the area and that was an eye-opening experience. So we got with, it was Comwell, well, it was the Human Resource Center then,
mm-hmm.
wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Was that,
yes.
Yeah. And we talked to Shehari and kind of got things going, and they had a grant and had brought Dennis Trask in to start, it was more of teen alcohol, because Randolph County had scored so highly on that, mm-hmm. that the state said, here's some money, you know, do something, which he had been working for about a year. And then we combined forces, and that's where we came up with the Southern Illinois Substance Abuse Alliance,
mm-hmm.
and we've been building it, and the hospital works quite a bit with Comwell. We've got a lot of projects going, a lot mm-hmm. of committees working on things,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll just hand this over to John so he can tell you what all's going on.
All right. Just a small correction, Carol. Okay. I didn't want to stop you midstream. It was formerly the Human Service Center.
Service Center, that's
yes,
right.
Yes, and has been rebranded as Comwell even during my time aboard. And I started not quite a year and a half ago, just in the midst and the uprising of COVID and things. So it was very interesting mm-hmm. coming in, as we were just talking about, sort of working from home mostly and things like that. So while we had some restrictions during that, we have had really just some meaningful gains. We had some good momentum coming from CISA in the first place, year by year and month by month, and good attendance at our meetings monthly and things like that. So all that helped us sort of coming into COVID, and as we work through that and as we continue to work beyond this and into the future. So in my course of time, before I came aboard, shortly before I came aboard, there was a new set of grant money that was introduced under the Recovery-Oriented Systems of Care, technically is the name of it. And what that allowed is then to bring in a supplemental piece to the CISA programming, in that not just prevention-oriented, but really to look at a recovery initiative. One thing that brought me in as a volunteer, I'd been volunteering for CISA probably a year or so before I picked up on this position that became open, but I was really considerate of just to the level of drugs that have you know, evolved in our societies, particularly meth and some of these heavier drugs that have been plaguing our society, quite honestly, and the addiction and the horrible things that go along with that. Being a longtime resident of you know, Steelville and then Chester, Randolph County, I've just always been concerned with our communities in terms of what we can do to help keep them together, to help re-heal the fabric, you know, of society, of our communities. It has to start somewhere. We can't obviously fix the world, but we can do things here where we live in our own homes, in our own backyards, if you will. So it's been great to see advancements along with places like Sparta Community Hospital. Gosh, we've got so much to talk about, and I think, Jeff, you said we only have like 3 hours this morning, right? So I'll try to keep it brief as possible, and I'm speaking, you know, probably out of turn, and even in the list that I have in front of me. But as I think about Comwell and Sparta Hospital, one of the largest initiatives and the most recent initiatives that has been launched and now publicly announced is that we will be occupying a percentage of the Randolph Care Center, the Randolph County Care Center, which has been in existence, I think, since 1961, somewhere in there when it was built. The last number of years have seen a drawdown in the occupancy, and so there'd been talk with Mr. Mark Kena and the commissioners and community county leaders and so forth, and Comwell leadership and Sparta Hospital leadership, whether or not that could be a viable solution. So architects have come in. There's been some initial work drawn up. We think we have a pretty good understanding of what that might look like, and we think that we could see some advancements on that within the next year or two. And what that would mean effectively is that we would see the potential of an inpatient care facility that would not only help to manage behavioral health services but also substance abuse services. We work on what we call a continuum of care, and so we need to be able to meet people where they're at any given point in time, whether that's a mental health challenge that they've got, whether it's a substance abuse misuse issue that they're going through. Oftentimes it could be co-occurring. And so what can we do to provide help at any given level? That might be critical care, that might be, you know, ongoing counseling, just a measure of things. So where does CISA come into that? We are really a coalition of volunteer members of great people from throughout the community, our various hospitals, not only Sparta Hospital, Chester Hospital is very involved. We've got the health department involved. We've got law enforcement and other great leaders, business leaders, and just people from the community who frankly are just concerned with what we can do to not try and do better, you know, than law enforcement, or not try to do better than the programs that are existing, but what can we do to supplement? And as we've been talking lately, build these auxiliary armies of people, of volunteers, willing people, some people with lived experience, you know, that have had troubles much of their own, that have been able to overcome some challenges and put their lives back together. We encourage that. We encourage leadership development, so we want to be able to multiply those benefits out to other people and just make our community as strong as possible.
Okay. So it incorporates a lot of different things, a lot of different areas, whatever, but it one goal, basically.
Yes. And the goal is really, again, making, just helping to heal our society. I would say that when we talk about recovery, people think about it differently. People, it's easy to think about recovery from alcoholism, recovery from drug misuse of different kinds. It's a little bit tougher of a concept to think about mental health recovery, but certainly we go through times in our life and we come out of times in our life. So there are many things that we continually, and what does recovery mean? It means different things to different people, but essentially it means better each day. And if we reflect that back to the community, and as we think about working with community partners, working better each day means to assimilate all these programs and all these great things that are happening so that we're all aware, we're all working very efficiently to help move these forward, and again, just to help to heal our community.
Yeah. One benefit, just for an example of the project we have going, John and I have always had recovery kind of as our first and foremost sometimes, but because it's needed. But having Mark Kena as a CISA member, I mean, he was he's at the right place at the right time, and found out about this money and immediately thought of the need. So it's good. Our community being so small, it's so wonderful that we have so many volunteers that come to the meetings. We meet the third Wednesday of every month at Pistol City at 8:00, and anyone is welcome to come.
Okay. All right, I'll tell you what, we got another break here. Let's go ahead and throw that in and get that out of the way, and we will come back and talk some more here this morning on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back. Got a little time left in the program today, talking with John Wright and Carol Mulholland from Comwell, talking about CISA here. And I guess we were talking a little bit before we went, some of the different things that's conglomerated to get all this.
Yeah,
put
definitely.
Together.
Yeah. So I think it'd be good here maybe to segue to January of this year officially is when we were able to assimilate a new committee along with CISA. So within our coalition, we have such committees as membership, sustainability, all the committees you might imagine for a good working membership. But now what we have is a recovery committee. And in doing so, we have been able to bring forward, again, some other people with lived experience, which is so very important to help lend perspective it is to what we're doing. The Better Together committee then also serves sort of front-facing in the community and has taken on such a name and identity of its own. And it incorporates some people from CISA and then other people even yet from outside of CISA. And really the way that thing originated was that we noticed that there were a number of different resource guides within throughout Randolph County, probably I think four if I'm not mistaken, and that would have been each hospital had their own guide and then the health department had their own guide. So we thought, well, it would really make sense to bring a representative together from each of these organizations and compile all of that data together and just sort of hold it up to the light and see perhaps what gaps we may have yet remaining. And we were very surprised to, I think, all of us understand that we just have a robust list of resources within Randolph County. And that extends certainly beyond the scope of what we do and what we're talking about today, but all social determinant health determinants health of care. Social health determinants of care, I think, is the right thing. I can't say that properly. But I think we have something like 55 pages or so in the resource guide. So it came together very nicely, and the Better Together group continues on. We have an ongoing sort of a rolling set of probably 10 goals or so at a time that we're looking at, anything from area homelessness to vocational rehabilitation programming, and what we can do to, again, continually to make more of a recovery friendly community, as it's often called. And Carol, I could pause a little bit and let you talk a little bit more precise here too.
Basically, it's we just want to invite everybody to come. John's been a great driver in CISA from the very beginning. He has worked on the recovery end of it, but he's always willing to work with us on many other things. We're just very fortunate to have him.
I would just say here that I'm blessed to be a part of it. I feel like God has led me in this direction through my own life experiences, and I am a person of lived experience as well, and always happy to talk about that and share that with other people. And in doing so, I just understand the need for us each to be just feel valued and understood and sometimes listened to. And sometimes it's just a matter of being in touch with our emotions. You know, it's being in touch with what causes us to become angry, you know, and if we can get to some of those baseline things, how can we communicate more healthy within our families, within each other? How can we think more positively so that we're not always flying to anger and having, you know, these short-sighted arguments, which ultimately and effectively sometimes lead us to these very vices and things that we really shouldn't be doing. And when we do that, when we take in alcohol and drugs, it just makes life harder and it makes it worse and it makes it terrible. And sometimes, unfortunately, it ends up for some people, you know.
And I'm going to intercede a moment. I think what people don't realize is that prescription drugs are it's a big problem. Mm-hmm. And even, I know always, Tim Ryan always said, you know, think of what's in your cabinet right now. You're almost an enabler if it is somewhere that's not where they can't get a hold of it. You know, the little boy that mows the grass, or your grandson comes over, or, you know, you need to have these things put away somewhere because they'll lift them. That's another thing, Sisa, and John's going to get to this in a moment, is we've started working with law enforcement on the drug take back program. And there's one coming up, right, John?
Absolutely. Thank you for that, Carol. So on October 23rd, and actually that's really a promotional and awareness day. And so drug take back actually happens on a regular basis. And I'll give a few locations in which you can do that. Chester Police Department will take any excess drugs anytime. Sparta Police Department is the same way. Redbud City Hall, Monday through Friday, 8 through 5. And then we do have places like Hoyleton, which they sponsor a drug take-back event. We've got more information available on that. But even encouraging people just to dispose of them, but also in a proper way. So I've got a couple of quick tips and pointers for doing that if you're just throwing them out to the trash. You don't want to flush them into the toilet because they can get into the water supply stream and the whole like. Remove them from the original containers and conceal or remove any personal information, including the RX number, from the container. Mix the medications with something inedible, such as coffee grounds or kitty litter. Place empty container and the mixture in a sealed bag or an empty can. So those are proper ways that you can do that. So that people maybe can't fish those out, and that has happened. Anything you can imagine has happened.
Yeah, if you used kitty litter, I'm sure it would definitely dissuade anyone.
Yeah, I would think
because
so.
Because they will find it. They'll dig through the trash. Mm.
They will. One thing I'd like to also, a few more things I'd like to emphasize before our time is up today. There are several very robust recovery groups happening within the area, and I would just say the recovery movement is real, and it's vibrant, and as much as people suffer and continue to deal with problems, there are lots of good things happening. And so I wanted to give a shout out to Celebrate Recovery, which happens at 6 p.m. on Tuesday evenings at the Pentecostal Church in Cutler through Brandy Rasnick. And it's just a wonderful group. I think they've been averaging anywhere from 35 to 40 in attendance on a regular week, which is tremendous. And then Tony and Shannon Glazier run a life recovery program in Chester, and that's at 5 p.m. on Saturdays. Also a very good program. And there are many more. Contact us through Commonwealth or CISA, any which way, and we're glad to share that information. Look for more to come on the resource guide. Look for that to happen online sometime within, hopefully, the course of the next year, where we can actually make it that much more accessible. Also, too, we do work on a regional basis, so there are other organizations such as Take Action Today in Franklin County. Egyptian Health is over in Hamilton, Saline, White County area. So we work really effectively with as many as the southernmost 18 counties within the state. Really, we're only as strong as those around us, is what we often say. And so we want to make sure and keep that in consideration. I guess I wanted to round out my piece by saying that there are several different components to what it takes to make a recovery-ready community. So we work in these different sort of blocks. So in the way of prevention, and obviously prevention is sort of the best form of recovery, right? If we can prevent it, we never have to be concerned with having that secondary conversation. Treatment, so having equitable and affordable access to evidence-based treatment for people. Working with law enforcement to sustain programs and develop new programs, including some jail-based substance use counseling. We're looking at deflection programs through the Illinois State Police. Been working very closely with law enforcement and the court systems. Judge MG and his drug courts in Perry County, Washington County, he's been a true ally and an advocate and leader for us. Judge Brown and his court have been tremendous. Working with employment, working with such major employers in the area like Tom Welge and others who are concerned with just initiatives in terms of how we can encourage more people just to live healthier lives. Looking into housing, working with people like Chris Bleckley and the Randolph County Housing Authority have been tremendous partners in terms of how we can work together to bring services. And then in education, working through the schools, working through the Regional Office of Education. We're just blessed to be, again, diversified into all the connections that we have throughout and into the community. And just our work is how do we continue to bridge that.
And we have worked with Commonwealth for years, Sparta Community Hospital, and I think we just kind of bounce off each other, and we're both growing with the projects that we're doing. You could have Shay Hari, the director of Commonwealth, in here, and Joanne MG, CEO, and have a program for 2 weeks, probably, on everything that's going on. So it's wonderful in our community that we have these people that we can work together and grow together, and you know, the ideas and the grants and everything, and we just we get better just like our patients.
Exactly.
That's right.
All right, well, it looks like we're out of time, but thanks for being with us, and thanks for giving us this information. A lot of good information here, and people can get more information and if they wanted to contact
absolutely, you can go to Commonwealth, www.commonwealth.us, and find us there and find more information on CISA. And certainly we're out on the internet and Facebook and everywhere. Yeah. Thanks again, Jeff.
All right. Thank you. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.
It seems to never end in a recent interview with the New Yorker.